The Carolina Panthers are sending Deontay Johnson to the Baltimore Ravens. So Kansas City goes out, gets an edge rusher, and D-Hop. Baltimore says, okay, we'll play that game. We'll go get a better receiver, Deontay Johnson.
And now Mahomes looking right. Now the back of the end zone, caught! DeAndre Hopkins, welcome to the Chiefs' kingdom! Your first kingdom touchdown!
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs' offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
And they give it off. Kareem Hunt lowers the shoulder and takes a Texan right into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Am I giving Houston a chance? Of course.
Chiefs look to the triangle side out route. It is caught. Touchdown. Left front pylon. Xavier Worthy is having a game.
I definitely see this O-line. It definitely has its leap holes, and it definitely has its their struggles. But, you know, I feel like that we can take advantage of that. You know, we got an elite D-line. You know, I feel like Pat's a little banged up, so I don't know if he's going to play or not. But I hope he's mobile enough because we coming in Arrowhead.
You guys plan to get after that?
Yeah, for sure. Pat better make a good decision. I ain't making no threats. I'm making promises.
Mahomes on the far hash in the pocket, stepping up and trying to squeeze through, stays on his feet. 10, 5, Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City on that bad ankle, stepping through the pocket, running all the way to the sweet nectar of the end zone.
I don't know about you, but I'm about to jump through this damn glass, man.
Woo! Don't do that, you'll get cut. You don't want to hurt yourself before the
game. Yeah, but I'll bleed red on Red Friday.
Oh, I see what you did there. You know your blood is actually blue until it hits the air, people say.
Thank you, Mrs. Todd Haley, my 8th grade science teacher.
You had Todd Haley as your 8th grade science teacher? Is that what you said, Mrs. Todd Haley?
Yep, Mrs. Todd Haley.
Yeah.
She was a mean chick, but she did me well.
But you know what? Those are the teachers you remember, you know?
God bless Miss Creech, too. She was a great teacher.
Creech. I was talking about Miss Clark. She was fresh out of college when I was in high school, and she used to wear mini skirts back in the 80s and sit on that desk and flip her shoe and try to teach me algebra, and I didn't understand algebra.
You learned how to figure out slope pretty quick.
But I'll tell you what. She gave
me... Y equals MX plus B.
Yeah. E equals MC squared. Thank you, Miss Clark. And Miss Ambrosio, too. Ooh, the two of them together. Huh.
Easy.
Deep breath. But she told me, and I was a freshman in 1991, I'm not going to spoon feed you. Figure it out. And I resented her for that. But that was some of the best advice that I got. Figure it out yourself. And then you can figure it out yourself and learn how to do it. And I'm like, all right.
I think the most relevant knowledge I ever got in middle school was when you don't put your name on your paper in high school, they'll just throw it away. First time I didn't put my name on a paper, who wrote The Catcher in the Rye? I was like, I did. Like,
no, okay. You're not J.D. Salinger.
No, but they were saying you had to do like a report on it. And they're like, who wrote this paper? And I was like, I did. Let me see your other paper so I can match your handwriting. Okay, put your name on the paper. They told me in middle school, they're going to tell you a lot of stuff.
Yeah, right. They're not going to throw it away. I forgot to put my name on something. You make a mistake, so we throw everything. That's bad advice, actually.
That's what they told us.
If you make a mistake, we're throwing you away.
Yeah.
Got to throw it away?
I know that we talked about this a lot this week with the left tackle situation. I want to... like, get away from that.
I do, too.
And I think a lot of people, the reason why a lot of people lean towards the DJ Humphrey stuff is because they think that they could run the ball better if Joe Tooney plays guard and Humphrey plays left tackle. You can kind of dictate where you want this game to go with the running game. I've already said to myself multiple times, the Chiefs aren't going to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have a two-headed monster that, to me, is like the bullpen for the Royals in 14 and 15. If Mahomes and co. can get up early quickly and get up like, you know, 28 to 10 going into the third, you know, late in the third quarter, that's a big lead. You can then just Davis, Holland, whatever, Herrera, however you want to put those guys in. You can go Pacheco for two, Kareem Hunt for three.
Do not put your Dono in the middle of the game.
No, they won't do that. That'd be like putting like Xavier Worthy back there, like when you're up 28 to 10, go run a stretch. He gets popped, fumbles, they take it to the house. All of a sudden, it's like, okay.
It's 28-17, and we're like, the beer sales have stopped.
What I will say is that I think they can, this is the way I would love to see the Chiefs go through this playoff run, is kind of how like they did it in 14 and 15 with the Royals. Get up big with your offense that has all its weapons back, but Rashee Rice. Hollywood Brown's there. Xavier Worthy, who's been a great rookie, kind of doing that same Rashee Rice role where it got better and better as the season went on and more trust, big trust, came around for Xavier Worthy. You also have veterans in Juju and Travis and in DeAndre. Use those guys early. Use Patrick Mahomes in that God mode sort of thing. This is all a perfect case scenario. And then when you get to the mid, the third quarter and the fourth quarter, then you just absolutely punch these teams in the mouth.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mouth with your combo running back. They don't have the David Montgomery and the Jahmyr Gibbs. They don't have the lightning and thunder. They just have, damn it, they have thunder and thunder, and both of these guys are running with a purpose. Isaiah Pacheco wants to show that he can run in this league for a couple more years after, if it doesn't happen with Kansas City in a couple years. Kareem Hunt's running to win a Super Bowl. Those are two things that both of these guys have a lot of motivation to do. And to me, when you have powerful runners with motivation that their role is to be the hammer, like Mitch Holtis says, put the hammer down, that's never been more relevant in my life than having Pacheco and Kareem Hunt be your two running backs. And oh, by the way, you can sprinkle a little Samaje Perine in there too and really take the time out of the game, being up, whether it's seven, whether it's three, you can really dictate what you want to do with these two guys, punching the defense in the mouth. And when you have an aggressive defensive line like the Houston Texans do, you can really get them on their heels to not know where they're going to go. And then that opens up everything else in the late game if you want to really put it away. Hey, play action, boom, over the top.
I'm just excited that we have two running backs for the first time all year. And really for the first time, maybe since Dan Williams and Darrell Williams back in the day, you know? I mean, those two guys were really good running backs for this organization. And they were good because they were able to split the time and carry the load 50% and not have to be the guy that was relied on 100% of the time. And when this season started, who were our running backs on the roster, right? We had
Pacheco, Carson Steele, Samaje Perine.
Right, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire at the time, right? Not exactly a who's who of running backs. We're actually better at the running back position than we were when we started the season here in Kansas City. And how do you get better? Well, you go out and you added Kareem Hunt, who was off the couch, came in fresh, ready to go, gave you what you needed. And now you reach the end of the season, and a guy that you got because of injury that you normally wouldn't have had on this roster. Like, Kareem Hunt is not on this roster if Isaiah Pacheco gets injured. And so you hate to say, wow, an injury was a good thing to happen. But looking back on that Pacheco injury, that could have been a great thing, because now is the time of year where you really do and should rely on that ground game. It's going to be 20 degrees at kickoff on Saturday afternoon, right? You know who doesn't want to get hit? A defensive back by a thick running back coming through the line of scrimmage, right? They don't want to get rolled over by one of those guys. And the Chiefs have two thick, big, bruising running backs that are going to deliver punishment on a 20-degree I guess you could say, twilight time of day. It's going to get dark. It's going to get cold. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get ugly out there.
It's
going
to get windy, too.
And yeah, it is. The wind is supposed to pick up.
Precipitation doesn't really affect it unless you're going to watch that Philadelphia game, which is going to be nuts.
Yeah.
But it's one of those.
But the wind is going to be a factor in this game. And so I go back to that injury for Isaiah Pacheco. And while we were all devastated at that time, looking back, hindsight being 2020, here we sit in January. And I'm like, boy, that injury could have been a blessing in disguise, because without that injury, we don't have Kareem Hunt. And I don't know how great the running back position is, because Carson Steele stinks. Samaje Perine is a, you know, here or there type of guy.
What his role is.
For his role.
Yeah.
But if we didn't have Hunt and Pacheco, you'd have to rely on Perine more. And when you have a Johnny Giovitella, I'll use, and you overexpose him, then you realize that Johnny Giovitella isn't that good, right? And so that's where you kind of were with Samaje Perine. You didn't want to overexpose him. He's a veteran, been around a long time. He's getting up there in age, right? So now you got Kareem Hunt, now you got Isaiah Pacheco, and now you've got two guys for the coldest, hardest month to play in and win football games. You've got two bruisers, man, that can split time, stay fresh, be healthy, and go out there and help you win football games. I love this two-headed monster at running back.
Wouldn't be a Fesco show without this.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 816, blood carries oxygen through the body, moron. It's a consistent interaction with oxygen. Coming up on the other side.